I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Miles. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Talking about Taylor Heinicke now. Last two games, wins against the Buccaneers. Only one touchdown pass. Quarterback rating, though, of 110 in the win. Completed 81% of his passes against the Bucs. Yesterday, completes almost 73% of his passes. Only 206 yards passing, but three touchdowns, no picks. Quarterback rating of 141. If you look at his stats on the year, he's now up to 15 touchdowns, 9 picks, quarterback rating is 91, which is average. Completion percentage is 66%. He's had four games with a quarterback rating over 100. What do you make of Taylor Heinicke thus far? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
Dare I say, and I said it earlier, I think he's worked his way into the conversation as a bridge quarterback. So he's obviously a backup. Proven that he can be a backup for 10 years. I think he's putting himself in that situation like a Tyrod Taylor, maybe even a Colt McCoy, but Case Keenum, where if a program is in between and they want to draft a guy and they need a quarterback for a year or two, he can be your guy. Now, is he beyond that? It's hard to imagine, but he's gone from a guy that is a people think is a bum to a guy that people think is a backup to a guy that I think you could sell to your fan base as a bridge starter.
Like down the road.
And I don't think that's crazy.
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. Because he's shown that he can play NFL football and win games for teams. And teams, they covet that at the quarterback position. It's the hardest position to fill. Yep. And I'm not going to be shocked when he prices himself out of being a backup here that he signs like a two-year $20 million type of deal with one of those teams like you just talked about.
He can be a starter. I mean, look, Teddy Bridgewater is a starter. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is great.
He's not.
There are a bunch of guys who are starters. You know who his numbers are almost identical to? Matt Ryan. If you look at Matt Ryan's numbers this year and you look at Taylor Heinicke's numbers, they're almost identical.
What's a down quarterback rating?
I understand that. You know, people talk about Derek Carr. Derek Carr's got 16 touchdowns, 9 picks. Taylor's got 15 and 9.
Let me just say this. If Taylor was 23 and he was in his second year, you'd have a totally different perspective.
Sure, but he's older.
But he's older, and we take the fact that he wasn't drafted, we hold that against him, and we all know that the arm strength is limited. But if he can find a way to be turnover-free, no one's turnover-free for a season, but, I mean, largely turnover-free, he can play.
On the year, Pro Football Focus, for whatever reason, has him way down. So I'm looking at other statistical categories. QBR, he's not great. He's 22. He's sandwiched between Joe Burrow, whose perception is Joe Burrow's killing it, and Teddy Bridgewater. He's actually rated higher than Russell Wilson this year. Rated higher than Baker Mayfield.
Where is he in the old school quarterback rating?
He's kind of in that same range. Let me click on that one. Old school, regular quarterback rating. He is 20th, right below Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
You would just like, above Tua and Baker Mayfield. Look, it's not a great territory to be in,
no, I think
but
it's fine.
Competent starter.
From being on his sister's couch right. a year and a half ago.
Oh, it's remarkable where he's gotten
to. It's remarkable.
Now, you'd like to see him cut down on the sack numbers. He's been sacked 13 times in the last three games. But if it comes down to being sacked or throwing a pick, I'll take the sack every time.
Let me just say, and listen, it is what it is. And we know it's a flawed statistic. But at quarterback rating, just for, you know, S's and giggles, okay? He's rated above Tua, Baker, Jalen Hurts, Matt Ryan, Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill. Those are some big, Trevor Lawrence. Those are some big name guys. Now, I'm not saying he's a stud or anything, or he should be here for 10 years. He should be at least as a backup. But this kid belongs.
If he wants to play in the NFL until he's 40,
he should be able to.
He can.
He should be able to carve out a Chase Daniel-like career at a minimum.
Why wouldn't he be able to play? I mean, barring, look, he's had the injury rap, but he's dodged that pretty much this year.
Knock on wood.
Like, why wouldn't he be able to play another decade of NFL football? He should be able to.
Upside to me.
People didn't think he could play three games.
Right. Upside to me.
Be healthy.
Is, and I mentioned him before, is Jeff Garcia, who was a starter in the league for a bunch of years.
I like that comparison.
But he feels more like a Colt McCoy, Case Keenum to me, backup. But, like you say, if you draft a rookie, let's say they draft the kid from Liberty, and he's not ready, much like you're seeing Trey Lance isn't ready in San Francisco. Then Heineke's your starter for
a year.
You
know what? If I'm the Cleveland Browns, there's no way on earth I'm stroking Baker Mayfield a check close to what Josh Allen's making and what Lamar Jackson is going to get. I'm not going to give him top of the quarterback money.
No, it's impossible.
I'd rather pay a guy like Taylor Heineke and then try to grasp at somebody else.
You know what?
I'd pay him the money.
You know where Taylor ranks in touchdowns this year?
He's right around 15th.
13th. 13th? He's 13th in the NFL in touchdown passes.
Above average.
Well, and actually, if you want to jock him, his quarterback rating's actually 18th, not 20th, because they include Derrick Henry and Dante Pettis in stats.
Yeah, they don't count. Get them out of that list.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Dude.
Taylor Heineke has been a massive hit for this front office.
By the way, I don't even understand quarterback rating at all, because Derrick Henry has one pass, completed it, touchdown.
Yeah,
quarterback rating 127. Like, where do they? I thought the perfect was like 156.
I don't know.
Like, and then Dante Pettis, same thing, one pass, one completion, 118.
Why are they mucking up the stats with those? Can they get? I mean, that is a flaw. Can we get that? Get rid of that? There should be a minimum.
You can probably filter out non-quarterbacks, I would guess.
I don't know how to do it with this terrible ESPN. Hoopty. Yeah. All right, let's pick out some of these calls. Let's go to, listen, I'm not getting carried away. I'm not signing him to a long-term deal as a starter. But for what he's doing right now for this team, he's providing exactly what this team needs.
Yep.
Exactly what
And
they
you don't need.
Need
to go out and get, like, the other bridge quarterbacks that you heard in the conversation. Like, who's going to be available? You can get a Teddy Bridgewater?
No.
What's the point? He's the same as Teddy Bridgewater.
No. Yes, or better. Or Mitch Trubisky.
No.
All those guys, that's all out of the equation. You're either getting a stud, or you're drafting a silly, or you're playing Taylor.
Right. I wouldn't say he's better than Teddy Bridgewater, but he's in that same area.
To me, I'm a little partial.
Although Bridgewater's got 14 touchdowns, just 5 picks, quarterback rating 99. So he is statistically better.
We'll see where they end up. All right, let's go to, although it'll be hard for him to catch up in picks. We need Teddy to have a bad game.
Have you seen Kirky's numbers?
What 21, is he doing?
21 touchdowns, 2 pickles.
He got hooked yesterday.
Okay, that might be the case.
He got hooked.
He is crushing it this year.
Yeah.
Look at his numbers. They're astounding, actually.
All right, let's go to Dan in Chantilly. Hey, Dan, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, love the show.
Thank you, Dan.
Unlike some people, I admit, I'm on the Skins roller coaster, but one thing I've been very consistent about all year long is Taylor Heineke is the man. We cannot let the next Trent Green get away from us. Is he Montana? Is he Brady? Maybe not. But you know what?
Not.
I'm not right. He could absolutely be a Kurt Warner story. And I love him because he's smart. I get so sick about hearing about arm strength. He's the team loves him. He plays every game like it's his last game. He's got spunk. He also has poise. He can step up in the pocket. He's quick. He knows when to run. And we got much bigger issues to solve, like replacing the entire secondary for next year. I got three dying wishes quickly. One is to spend the weekend at Camp David. One is to drive a fire truck screaming down Main Street in Fairfax. The third one is to sit down with Jack Del Rio and have him explain to me why we don't blitz. I mean zero, however you say it, all-out blitz. He'll say it's because their secondary isn't strong. I'll say because their secondary isn't strong, that's why we have to blitz. That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
By the way, he didn't want to get ahead of himself, but he did comp him to Brady, Kurt Warner, and Joe Montana. Well, three Hall of Famers.
Well, did he say he's not those guys? That's what he said. He said he's not those guys. I thought. All right, let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Great analysis, guys. I will chime in with the guy that just talked. He's ninth in the league. He is the ninth best 20-plus guy with a weak arm in the league right now. Couple of other quick things about him is if you take the two Hail Mary interceptions away from him, his quarterback rating is about 15. He's got all as well. No one really factors in that he's got the ability to run and score and to position himself on those runs for first downs. If you took him and you basically put him through an entire offseason process and brought him back next year, you could have a top 12 quarterback. And a lot of people will be like, top 12 is not good enough. I'd take a top 12 quarterback any day.
Of course.
Yep. Yep. He's playing, as someone said, I think I heard it on Pete and JP's and Mitch Teschler's podcast. He's playing the best quarterback since Kirk Cousins. Here.
That's probably fair.
Right?
I mean, they've had scales.
Right. Right. But think about it. Since Kirk has been here.
I mean, Alex played. It just wasn't. It wasn't exciting.
Gross.
It was boring, but
gross. You could have done.
Alex took care of the ball.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Terrible. He threw it to the running back every time.
God awful.
I know, but you can't take away his wins.
Again, the wins.
Taylor,
you know what?
Playing better.
Yes, you can. You know why? The Vikings-Packers game. Did Aaron Rodgers have a good game yesterday?
Of course he did.
Team lost. That's why you throw that. You take that stat, you throw it out the
window. Alex Smith actually had as many 300-yard games last year as Taylor has this year.
Who's a better? Who would you rather have leading the team?
I'm just saying that the conversation was he's played as well as anybody since Kirk Cousins, but Alex played respectable.
Okay. Taylor Heinicke, 1,000 greater than signs. Alex Smith. I can't even believe we're having this conversation.
All right, let's,
now I'm on tilt.
Let's go to, is this Deacon Carter? Deacon.
Oh, it's been a while since we heard from Deacon.
How are you, buddy?
Good morning.
How are you,
good
man?
Good morning. I'm feeling great. It's a victory Monday.
Yeah, it is. Yes, play it that is. Music, Case.
We're going to play some church music for him. He's going to lead us in prayer at some point, too, I would guess.
Deacon, what's up, buddy?
Oh, I love it. I just feel like Taylor is the he's the answer right now. And, hey, he's a great fit for us. And I just believe in Ron. Ron said, hey, look, we're going to build the team first, and then we're going to go and get that franchise quarterback. In the meantime, Taylor is the guy, and I believe he'll be there for at least 3 years.
Hey, Deacon, I think you need to
leave. By this time next year.
Here's what you need to do.
By this time next year, he will be a household name.
You need to lead us in prayer and pray for a three-game win streak and pray for Washington to play well on Monday Night Football against the dreaded Drab Hawks that are coming to
town. Can you pray for Taylor to play better than Russ?
Amen to that. Hey, it's all about momentum, and we have it.
No. Say a prayer for us, Deacon. Let's go.
Yeah, we need this.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning humble as we know how, Father. We come with thanksgiving in this festival season, Father. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. We thank you for a wonderful win yesterday.
Right.
For the Washington football team, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue that success into Monday night, Father, and keep Taylor healthy and strong, and bring back those who are injured, and let's have a great season.
Let's
give charge everything that's possible.
Hallelujah!
Blessed and all wonders in the precious, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Deacon.
Yes,
Deacon.
Well
thank
done.
You, buddy. Thank you, pal.
Tough prayer.
We need to pray on Curtis's groin.
Yeah, that needs a lot of prayer.
We need a miracle. We need some
hands. Yeah, we need some miracles for Curtis.
We need holy water. Yes. We need all of the above.
100%.
Ship 1,000 gallons of holy water out to out to Ashburn.
I just felt the Holy Spirit move through me.
Hey, Cake, so your prayers were answered. You didn't have to call out Cam.
Thank you. God, thank you. Thank you for answering my prayers. Thank you, God, Lamar. Well, not Lamar, I was forsaken by you this weekend, but thank you, real God, for not letting Cam get a win and for me not calling out Cam to work today. Thank you.
Coming up next, Logan Paulson, former Washington football team tight end, now a host of the Burgundy and Gold pregame show, which you can listen to right here on The Fan. He joins us next. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's our pal Logan Paulson, former Washington football team tight end, now host of the Burgundy and Gold pregame show, which you can listen to right here on The Fan. What's up, Logan?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, so what's coming up? Out of great. The bye, did you see this coming?
Did I see it coming? No, I didn't see it coming. And if you did see it coming, I think you're probably a liar. So
right. Mm-hmm. What have you seen? I know you break down film defensively. Let's start with the defense, because when you just saw the matchup last week, Tampa against the secondary, you figured Tampa was going to completely expose them, and it's not like they got to Brady very much. And yesterday Cam played a decent game, but overall the defense has played better. What are you seeing on film?
Yeah, so I think the thing that I look to and the thing that I think is probably the most significant is the move of Landon Collins from safety into that kind of like Buffalo nickel hybrid linebacker type role. I think it emphasizes his skill set as a run player, as a physical player, as a guy who understands run fits and run schemes. And it brings Cam Curl on the field in a more coverage-centric role, which has allowed that back end to communicate a lot better. And then I think also it's just time on task and repetition, quite frankly. I think they're calling defenses that suit the skill set of the secondary a little bit better. Kendra Fuller playing outside has been a nice addition for the group. You know, they were playing him a lot at nickel. He just looks a lot more comfortable out there as of at the moment. And I think kind of getting that right mixture, that right chemistry reaction in the back end and guys communicating and being on the same page has been a huge thing. And that's something that we kind of talked about earlier on in the season. That's going to take time. And I feel like they're kind of nicely settling into their groove, and they've got guys playing in positions that are advantageous to them. And then kind of to support that also, I think the linebackers, specifically like Jamin Davis, I think, you know, he struggles tremendously fitting runs, but he's got a really nice feel for how to play coverage. And I think Holcomb's kind of growing in that role also. So the fact that those two guys are playing a little bit better underneath, I think just helps the back end. So I think across the board, obviously they're calling defenses better, but I think everyone's kind of understanding how to play with each other a little bit better.
What do you make of the Montez and Chase replacements, James Smith-Williams and Casey Tuhill? They're not putting up gaudy numbers by any stretch, but I don't know. Maybe they're playing their sort of their roles a little better. I don't know. I mean, we're not putting up sacks, but we're doing a better job as a unit.
Yeah, I think that's probably what you're going to get from those two guys. I think Casey Tuhill had two pressures yesterday. James Smith-Williams had like half a sack or whatever. So there was some production out of those guys, but I thought they played physically in the run game. They fit runs correctly, which is super important.
When you say that, what do you mean by that? When you say they fit runs?
Yeah, so like every run in under the sun, you know, has a spot for a defender to fit. And usually teams play an eight-man box, so there's eight defenders, and there's seven gaps that need to be fit. So there's one extra defender. And if the defenders are not in the correct gap, then it kind of messes up the fit for everyone else. So everyone's got, you know, their A gap, B gap, C gap, D gap. And let's say someone gets out of their gap for whatever reason, then it kind of messes up everybody else's assignment. So it's nice to see those guys kind of doing their job in the position they're supposed to be in, because it makes the aggregate of the defense function in a nice way.
Who were the guys who were not doing their job the most when you were watching early in the season?
Early in the season, I think everyone kind of took turns. I think that was the most frustrating thing about it. Obviously, you know, Ron Rivera talked about Chase and Montez, you know, being out of their gap, but it was also kind of the guys inside too. I think a little bit of it was just kind of getting their legs, their sea legs under them a little bit, and kind of understanding how to play within the defense. It's a little bit complicated. It's a little bit, I don't want to say, it's different than most defenses. They don't have a true force edge player to the defense. They coach the defensive lineman to kind of, you know, attack the inside shoulder of the tackle, which is unusual. And I think a lot of guys were having a hard time with that technique early in the season. And then the linebackers, I think, had a couple misfits, obviously, when Jamin was in there, especially early on, not fitting runs correctly. And teams took advantage of kind of the lack of communication and the lack of experience within the defense. So I think everybody kind of took turns. And I think that was what was so frustrating early on, is it just didn't seem like there was a light at the end of the tunnel. And then all of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, everyone seems to know exactly what they're doing, exactly how to fit specific runs, exactly where they kind of fit in coverages. And that's been really fun to see, because it's good defense, it's solid defense, and it's something that's sustainable for the rest of the year.
Talking to Logan Paulson, former Washington football team tight end. You can catch him here on The Fan on Burgundy and Gold pregame show. So you played with a bunch of quarterbacks in the league. We just had a conversation about Taylor Heinicke. I think you've said that Matt Ryan was the best quarterback you've played with, but you played with a bunch. What are you seeing now from Taylor Heinicke? Like, what is he?
Yeah, so I think it's really easy and really tempting to kind of say he's more, maybe he's the future at the position. I do think he's making better decisions, but I go back to the Tampa Bay game and I remember two plays that he probably should have been picked off. And that's kind of been his MO throughout the season, right? Is he turns the football over a little bit too much, he puts the ball in harm's way a little too much. And I think that showed up in Tampa Bay. And if one of those balls is caught, then the complexion of that game looks drastically different. And are we talking about Taylor Heinicke in the same way? Probably not. However, I will say against Carolina, I thought I saw him kind of take a step. That defense for Carolina on tape was fantastic. I mean, they run the ball well, they cover well, and I thought he did a really good job of making good decisions and protecting the football. I thought he made good decisions about when to scramble and when also made good decisions about when to maybe kind of be a little dicey with the football and put it in harm's way, like that 4th-and-3 comes to mind late in the game where he's running to his left and dishes the ball off. But I like that he seems to be making like real big boy NFL quarterback style decisions. And that to me is one of the most important traits of a quarterback in the NFL. It's like they're the ultimate point guard, right? Everything goes through them. And I will say the run game, the offensive line did an outstanding job alleviating some of that pressure on him to have to make, you know, 30 to 40 decisions in a game. You know, it was way down. I think it was in like the high 20s, which is fantastic. That's what you want. So, but props to him, man. He did a great job making solid decisions and putting the football where it's supposed to be.
Logan, one of the best under-the-radar stories on this team is DeAndre Carter, the 28-year-old kick return specialist and now wide out for the Washington football team. I mean, this is a guy who bounced around for 8 or 9 different teams. You know, teams just couldn't latch on to one spot, but he's making the most of his opportunity here with guys like De'Ami Brown underperforming and Curtis Samuel sidelined. He's been targeted 6, 6, and 3 times in his last 3 games, has a touchdown on each one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I got to play with DeAndre when I was in San Francisco and again when I was in Houston, and he's just a fantastic human being, a guy that understands the importance of this opportunity. That's something that as you kick around the NFL, you realize guys don't realize how special it is. And because of his story, because of his time away from football, he understands that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I'm so happy for him because, you know, everyone kind of thought he'd always be just a kick returner and never kind of do anything else. And so it's been really, really cool to see him kind of expanding his role and then being utilized in this offense in a really kind of high-level way. And I'm just so super happy for him. And, you know, he's playing great football, and that's awesome.
Logan, what do you make of Scott Turner's growth as an offensive coordinator? I know at times I've been scratching my head and going, man, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work. But I don't know if it's just because Taylor's executing at a high level and all these guys, like, you know, are contributing. But it seems like he's scheming guys open pretty well lately.
Yeah, over the last 2 weeks, I like what they've done. Like against Tampa Bay, I saw them run 2 choice concepts with the running backs, which was great. I really like that. I like that they're kind of diversifying pass concepts a little bit more, a little bit more keeper games sprinkled in there. You know, we talked about the zone read earlier this season. That was a big feature yesterday. I love that that's a feature of the offense now. RPO is a big deal. They've gotten away from doing so much volume RPO, but I think that's actually helped the run game. It's helped the offensive line get the runs targeted a little bit better, and I like those decisions. That's great self-scouting coming out of the bye. So I think he's done a great job. I love the stuff that they're doing in the run game pre-snap in terms of moving guys around. I did a breakdown on my Instagram, Logan_Paulson82, talking about some of the stuff that they do and how they get they kind of confuse defenses with some pre-snap motion and then moving the tight end during the snap. So I hats off to him. Obviously Taylor is executing at a really high level, and that was something that when I was on the show last time that wasn't happening. And I think that's been the kind of key catalyst, is you're getting to see different features of the offense that we weren't able to see early on because they weren't able to sustain drives. They weren't able to possess the football. They weren't able to convert on third down. And that narrative has drastically changed over the last 2 weeks.
Logan_Paulson82 on Instagram if you want to see his breakdowns. Kind of going back to my question about Heinicke and your wealth of experience with different quarterbacks, who does he remind you of? I said you played with Colt, right?
I played with Colt, yeah. He does, you know, what's funny is he's got a little, it's like if Colt and Rex were like had a baby as a quarterback. And what I mean by that,
Colt and Rex.
Yeah, I think cause Rex is a guy that, has that kind of charismatic leadership style. Colt does too, but a little bit more devil may care in terms of how he plays the game. Like Colt's very, very professional, very regimented. I got a ton of respect for his approach, you know, and I'm sure Taylor's got aspects of that, but I love the kind of the razor's edge that I see with him, and I think that's what makes him good, that kind of Brett Favre gunslinger. I hate that people throw that around, but it paints a good picture. And I love that he's kind of growing into a more consistent quarterback right before our eyes, and hopefully he can sustain that. Because if he can sustain this team could make a little bit of a push here, because like, he's been playing really well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. And they've definitely been running the football more. So what are you seeing from the offensive line? I mean, was it just a matter of health? Game plan, like, what do you see? Like, I pointed out in the Denver game, Heinicke threw the ball 39 times. They only ran it 24 times. This is like a Chris Russell bit. Against Tampa, they ran 34 and had 32 passes, so they had more runs. And then yesterday, it was 40-22, almost 2-1 in terms of runs to pass ratio.
Yeah, I think a big reason for that is they're able to convert on third down. I remember Kyle Shanahan, he's one of the last coaches who's like, I want to run the ball about 50% of the time. And in his meeting each week in terms of how we were going to get to that, he's like, you don't run the ball 50 times a game by going run pass. You know, you got to convert on third down so you can get to those kind of special runs that you've called. You got to be more effective on first and second down. And that's what they've been doing with the run game. And I did a breakdown also on my Instagram of the Denver game and some of the deficiencies in the run game that week and kind of through the season up to that point. And when I watched the game yesterday, I see those things kind of being corrected. I see modifications to that, which is really exciting. You know, I think they're giving the offensive line opportunities to kind of target the runs to give them better angles, right? Because those angles are so important to creating good double teams, to creating effective departure landmarks, to allow those guys to get to the second level. And yesterday there were some fantastic holes. You know, I got to give a shout out to my guy, John Bates. They got him blocking defensive ends one-on-one on McKissick's 15-yard run to the left side of the formation. Great job. You know, like those things are so significant, and they've obviously added up. And again, I think there's a lot of self-scouting element to this and getting away from the RPO, allowing them to kind of run these more physical style runs has been fantastic. And I think they're really starting to find an identity offensively. And then to the offensive line, man, I just think I can't give that group enough credit because they've had a lot of guys come in and out, Wes Schweitzer, Cornelius Lucas, and those guys have played at a tremendously high level. Wes Schweitzer played center yesterday, and he hasn't played center in like 3 years, you know, and he did a great job. And so just to have that kind of depth on your roster, I think is fantastic. And it's, you know, good kudos to Ron for making sure that group was solid and you could kind of survive some pretty significant injuries.
Did you play for a team that got better in the second half? A lot of people have pointed this out, and look, it's just statistically, Ron Rivera's teams have always been better in the second half.
Yeah, I think there's a whole bunch of reasons for that. I've played for a couple teams like that. One, I think this team seems to, because they don't really take the preseason extremely seriously. You know, they obviously put their starters out there, but they don't play a ton. I really feel like they don't really understand the roster until probably week 3 or 4 of the season, maybe even week 5. You know, they start making kind of personnel moves and different changes, and a little bit of that's because, you know, they don't do joint practices, which as a player I hated, but now I see the value of them because you can see what your roster is. You can understand, oh, De'Ami Brown's a little bit more green than we thought, so Cam Sims should be getting more reps as opposed to De'Ami Brown, which is happening over the last 2 weeks, and Cam Sims has done a great job with that opportunity. You mentioned DeAndre Carter, what, like, his role, how it's expanded and how he's been a great contributor. You'd see that more in a joint practice, right? Obviously, like, defensively, understanding that Landon's role is at Buffalo Nickel is probably where he's suited. Those are things that kind of reveal themselves early on in the preseason games, in the joint practices, which these teams don't really, in my opinion, utilize to the fullest. So I do think that this team, with all the corrections that they've made, will probably continue to get better. And, you know, maybe next year, I've heard that they want to do the joint practice thing. They want to kind of take more time to evaluate their starting groups against other levels of competition. Because, quite frankly, like, one of the reasons everyone was saying the defense was so good is because obviously the offense wasn't playing very well in training camp and offseason workouts. So it's easy to say, oh, we're set on defense, but it's nice to have another kind of measuring stick to evaluate the talent and evaluate what you've got on the roster.
Logan, we always love the insight. We'll talk to you again soon, man. It's Logan Paulson, host of the Burgundy and Gold pregame show on The Fan with our pal Craig Hoffman. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Great, as always. When we come back, we're going to try to make you some cash with the Monday Night Parlay as the Bucks take on the Giants tonight. PVI Office Furniture's got the largest showroom of both new and used furniture in the state of Maryland, so you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for. Desks, chairs, systems, you name it, they've got it in stock. Order today and get your furniture as early as next week. Absolutely no delays, whether you're working from home or furnishing an office space. PVI's knowledgeable staff is there to help you every step of the way. Don't wait. Get out to Frederick today or visit PVI.com. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
IOScareers.com, and you can view open positions and apply today. So yes, last week we exposed Cakes' cold streak, which was actually unfathomable. He had missed 16 straight picks on parlays.
Yep.
And then he backed it up by missing his next two on Thursday. Well, Friday he hit on the parlay. He took the under in the Detroit-Cleveland game, right?
I did, yes. I believe the number
and that was a disaster of a game.
Number was 43.5. I believe they combined to score, was it?
23.
23 points. So, I mean, the under, you never sweat.
Quarterback for Detroit?
Yeah, Tim Boyle.
If you looked up his college stats?
Yes.
And he played for, I've already forgotten, I think he played for UConn and a directional Kentucky.
Okay.
Eastern or Western, I'm not sure.
Right.
My partner yesterday looked up his college stats.
Mm-hmm.
He threw more interceptions and touchdowns in college.
Right.
So I don't know how he gets jobbed in the NFL.
Okay.
Hey, but more power to him. He started an NFL game.
Sure, he's getting NFL game checks.
Good. But that hit the under, so that broke the streak. But hey, you can get right back on it today.
Sure.
So why don't we spin the wheel, and we can start with Cakesy for our Monday night parlay.
All right. I'm a Kadarius Toney truther.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good place to be, but I mean, I think
you believe in his talent.
I believe in his talent. I don't believe in his offensive coordinator, who I think is a bit of a dope in Jason Garrett. I don't think he utilizes him properly, doesn't get him the ball, even though he is the most explosive player on that offense. And yes, I'm including Saquon Barkley because he's still coming back from an injury. I'm looking at his yardage prop. It's 41.5. I'm going over that because I believe he's going to work in the slot a good portion tonight because Sterling Shepard is out with an injury. And if Jason Garrett has an eighth of a brain, he'll get the ball to Tony in space against a defense that won't let you run the ball, but they will let you pass the ball on them in the Tampa Bay Bucs. So I'm just going over the 41.5 on Kadarius Toney receiving yards tonight. That is my play. Fade it at your peril.
Cakesy, we'll put all of these picks up at Junks Radio.
Yes.
As we do our Monday night parlay.
What is the pick again? Say it one
Kadarius
more time.
Toney.
Yeah.
Over 41.5 receiving yards.
All right. Good.
That is my play.
I'm going under.
Let's go EB.
All right. Let's go with the old tingle. Just tickle, feel down there and see what's coming at you. Also, let's go with what's easy. I always like to get a anytime touchdown bet in there. Feel like it's not that hard. Just find the end zone. Unfortunately, this guy's only found the end zone 3 times this season. But he's been banged up. He's only played, I think, in 5 games. I'm going to take Saquon Barkley plus 175 to find a way to get into the end zone. He better friggin' play.
I believe he's expected to play. He has a questionable tag he's bringing into the game, coming back from that ankle injury he suffered against Dallas. But he should play tonight.
All right, spin the wheel. Monday night parlay.
If he doesn't play, the bet is bankrupt.
Yes.
That I do know.
It's going to drabby.
All right, I'm looking at a couple cheap touchdown runs here by my boy Lenny Fournette.
Uncle Lenny.
I'm going to go two touchdowns for Fournette. Probably a one-yarder and a two-yarder, but it don't matter. That's plus 450. He did it a couple games ago, and I think he'll do it again.
All right, goes with the two-touchdown play. Was looking at that.
Okay, so what was your number for Kadarius Toney that you
I
had?
41.5. And a half.
Oh, perfect. Sorry, perfect.
Let's go Valdez. Stick with the boys behind the glass.
Does anyone have a Antonio Brown update
no.
for me?
Questionable. Probably unlikely to play.
I think he's not playing.
Okay. Well,
I think
Well, if that's the case, Brady needs to spread the ball around a little more. Find some Mike Evans. Find some Chris Godwin. So I'm going to roll the dice with Godwin. And I'm going to pick Chris Godwin over 100 receiving yards. That's under the alt receiving yards tab in FanDuel. That's plus 230.
All right.
So Godwin to have a big game. And then get down to the one and Leonard Fournette runs them all.
I kind of like that. Kind of like the over there. Better hope he doesn't throw a bunch of Mike Evans. He'll be salty.
It's one or the other. Yeah. I'm going with Godwin.
But I'm changing my play. I was looking at an anytime, but we've already got one anytime. We've got one greater than 41 and a half. Nobody just picked the game. I think Tampa, having lost two in a row, is going to bounce back, and they're going to roll in this game. It's a heavy number, but I'll take Tampa laying the 11.
Oh, I hate laying 11.
Look, the last time I did that, I think I laid like 10 and a half with the Bengals against the Jets.
Yeah.
And that was a big fiery disaster.
Right.
That's what that became.
All right. Oh, my God. I hate that.
Gives you a full game sweat.
Is everybody in then?
Everybody's
all
in.
Five of us.
All right. What do we got? Those are some decent odds, though, right?
Not
some
bad.
Of them.
Yeah.
$5 bet on tonight's Monday night game pays out $997.
Nice. I'm psyched to hit that when Lurch isn't here.
We all are.
I know.
Hey, when Lurch isn't here and I put the bets in, I always put in $10 bets.
Oh, you do?
Oh, so we're going
to
double up?
We're going to have $2,000 to chop up?
I just figure why not.
Yeah, I'm psyched.
I like it. Plus, I mean, FanDuel is just giving you free money. So why wouldn't
you? Just under $2,000.
Nice. How are you doing, by the way, with your boys' account? The $10,000. Where are we at?
I'm right about $9,000 still.
Oh, you're down a G?
Yeah, I'm following someone on Twitter that's helping out. Keeping me
afloat.
He's a math guy. He's crunched the numbers on the best promos and boosts to play.
Is it Stu Finer?
Yeah. No, trust me, it's not what you think.
Yeah. A bunch of small bets adding up.
Oh, you're doing a death by a thousand cuts bet.
No, but you're up.
Opposite.
You're up so far?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just looking for great odds, basically.
Yeah, the boost, the percentage boost.
Yeah.
Playing those heavy.
You're playing the numbers.
Now, can you play odds boosts on the same site, or are you juggling like 10 sites?
Right now, I'm just on FanDuel, but I'm thinking about getting all the apps.
Right.
You probably should.
There's so many boosts
out
there.
You're going to get the win bet. You're going to get
Maybe that'll
jam.
Be your new side gig.
Might have to be.
Chase odds boosts. Yeah. It's always funny. I always talk to Drabby, and he's got a lot of side gigs.
Sure.
That he's always
side
working.
Hustle. Who doesn't love a side hustle?
I love a side hustle. Who doesn't love a side hustle? But his side hustles, they change from about every month.
Right.
They change. One week it's NFTs, another week it's, I don't know.
I'm taking some time off right now.
Safe Moon.
Hold on, you're taking time off from the side hustle?
Well, it's the holiday season.
Oh, that's true.
I need to, you know, get rested and prepared for next year.
Yeah, you want to spend time with your family.
Yeah.
You don't want to do a bunch of side hustles.
January, I'll find some new side hustle. Hit the ground running.
Very good. I like it.
How's your Safe Moon doing?
Safe Moon? Mediocre.
Mediocre.
Yeah, very mediocre.
Is it swingy? Is it they're as swingy as Bitcoin?
All those
crypto's
altcoins.
Very swingy.
They're all, yeah.
Once in a blue moon.
No, it's a safe moon.
Ah, sorry.
Once in a blue moon.
It's a safe
what's
moon,
the one
Larry?
That everybody made all the money? Shibaba or whatever that was? Like
Shiba
that,
Inu, yeah, I believe. Yeah.
What happened to that? They go back down in the toilet? Yeah. You did it?
Yeah. How would you know?
Wow. Pump and dump. People got in and out.
I need to clear something up. Valdez is upset because he put me on to the Boost guy. And he says that I stole it
from
him.
Is he pouting over there?
But I don't know what he's doing. So Valdez put me on to the Boost guy.
Okay.
I want everyone to know that.
Oh, okay.
Somebody wants so much credit
Is he stealing?
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen is you're going to realize how genius that this guy is. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, Drab's so smart. He did this. He did that.
So he can't
and he's going to take all the credit. He's going to take all the credit.
I can assure you my opinion of Drab's never going to change. Okay, so don't worry. You guys are locked in.
Have you been following that plan, Valdez, yourself? Since you put him onto it, are you doing it?
Of course. I needed to get all the apps, though.
You gotta spread yourself out on all the apps.
Sure.
By the way, what's the latest with that Maryland legislation stuff? Like, what does that mean? Like, I thought I saw something last week.
Always seems to be stalled.
Another hurdle was jumped.
Until that book's open.
I'm ready to go to MGM National Harbor and place a bet. Because the sports book there looks silly. Right. I'm ready.
I'm sorry.
I'm ready to do it.
All right, we got to get out of here for Cakes. Yep. EB, I'm JP.
Play the music, Cakes.
We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next on a Victory Monday on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.